tomorrow, 14th of May 2024, Juba will witness a landmark event, the official opening of the first sign language learning center in South Sudan. And this initiative is not just a step, but a giant leap towards inclusivity and equal opportunities for the deaf and hard of hearing in our community. Now, joining us on the line straight from Nairobi is Edmond Yakani, the Executive Director of the Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, who is a driving force behind this particular project. Let's dive deep to the motivation behind this pioneering project, explore the impact it aims to have on our society, and also find out how each one of us can play a part in fostering an inclusive environment right here in Juba. Edmond Yakani, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Irene. And good morning to listeners of Miraya.
Right. Just tell us, can you tell our listeners about what led to the creation of this sign language learning center?
As you are aware that our society is composed of people who have who have impairment in terms of listening, or what we describe as deaf. And we have them that they communicate through signs. So we have a high population of deaf South Sudanese whom we feel they have disability in terms of access to information, in terms of sharing information or communicating. And as you are aware, communication information is a power that build a foundation for growth of society or development of a human being. So for me, that's the background. And this makes us as ZEPO, after we campaigned for the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability, with its optional protocol being signed by the country and assent into a law and submitted to UN, and UN Secretary General communicated on the 6th of March that immediately South Sudan should enforce the rights of persons with disability. So we pulled out one of the more important elements of the rights of persons with disability. It is really strengthening an inclusive communication between them and between those who may speak using mouth or verbal communication. So their only communication is a sign language, and that triggers to ensure that our people who are deaf communicate with them without any limitations, without any restrictions, without any challenges. That's why we established the sign language. And it's the first of its kind in South Sudan, and likely it's going to be the first of its kind in the region, that we have an open public sign language center that everybody can learn sign language. And that helps us to communicate in different institutions, within the private sector, within the government institutions, within the non-governmental organizations. Persons who are deaf by nature will join us, and they will enjoy their rights as equal as us who are speaking vocal or verbally.
Right. And when we speak about inclusivity, that means even the people who are not living with any impairment will also need to learn to sign language, so that we are able to also communicate with our brothers and sisters in the community. So what can attendees who are expected, what can these other people, like myself, if I am interested, am I able to learn sign language in the center?
You are able to learn sign language in the center. What you need to do is to acquaint the intake list. Then you just fill the intake list. They will be taken. Then you can attend the classes by your description. What hours do you need and which days of the week do you need? It's you to determine, because we want to encourage the working class in the private sector, in the UN agencies, in various institutions in the private sector to apply for the sign language, because it helps us in communicating. And our target is specifically journalists, police, judges, people of law enforcement agencies, in military, people like in the parliament, parliamentarians. So these are targets that we need. But also we feel people in the markets who come, schools. Actually, our dream is that in 1 year time, we may introduce sign language as an extra curriculum in schools, in institutions of high learning, so that people will have. We dream that every South Sudanese should learn how to use sign language for communication. So it's an open one. It's not expensive. It's a very cheap. And also, there are scholarships will be attached to the sign language. So I will encourage really every citizen after the launch tomorrow should look for the intake. And the intake form you can get from SEPO office, but also we're going to put it online. We're going to create an online so where everybody can print the intake from our website. And from there you can apply. And it's easy. It is you to tell us, when do you want to learn, in which particular hour, in which particular day? So we need to create a conducive environment for the learners to learn sign language.
Right. And is it coming at a cost?
There's no cost attached to it. The only thing you have a form fees, which is very affordable, which is like £1,000 on the ticket. But also we have opened a window for the beginning, for at least for the next 6 months. We want to do free intake for those who can apply. So I'd like to announce for those who are interested, want to apply immediately from tomorrow onward, try to look for the intake form from SEPA office and be the first and get it free. And one day you'll end up as a tutor in the center, because we want to build our national tutors.
Right, and this is really a very important project. So what can the attendees expect from the opening day tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll be having opening speeches. We are expecting, we extend invitation to His Excellency President. We have extended invitation to the Honorable Minister of General Education and Instruction. We have extended invitation to Honorable Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, and to some diplomatic missions, and to the Organization of Persons with Disability, the South Sudan National Association of Deaf, to have extended to them. So tomorrow it will be in Pyramid, and we hope our leaders will turn out and our leaders will launch it. And our leaders will declare that we have committed ourselves to make a sign language as one of the communication mod or methodology that every South Sudan should learn sign language. And if whoever comes to South Sudan deaf will find his way to communicate with us and can communicate with them.
Right. And I couldn't agree more with you, Edmond Ekani. Thank you for sharing this wonderful initiative with us. It sounds like a fantastic addition to our community. And yes, you are in Nairobi. You are attending the talks, the ongoing high-level talks in Nairobi. As civil society, just before I let you go, this is an opportunity that I have with you. How would you describe the talks, and are you optimistic that there is light at the end of this tunnel?
By the body language, by the attitudes that I've seen among the political leaders here, which, as you know, I'm aware, I was involved in this process right from at this time. This time round, at least in Nairobi, the body language, the communication, even the presentations in the hall on Saturday, and yesterday was a day of lobby where the government is preparing its response. As I speak with you right now, we are soon entering to the hall to listen to the response of the government to the presentation presented by the non-signatories and as the civil society. I have a hope that Nairobi will yield results. But of course, as a civil society, our call is that we don't want to see power-sharing agreement. We need to see really commitment to constitutional-making process, that this constitutional-making process will sanction our country to a principle of good governance and democratic governance. And we want to make sure that also security is a big issue that we need to take it. Even if we go to constitution, without security, we can't do anything. So for us, the call is around committing ourselves to constitutional agreement that will make constitution as an instrument of addressing the underlying factor of political instability in the country. Because even if you define the root causes here, if we don't translate those root causes in terms of solution into a constitutional approach, still in future, we will relapse back to violence. So as civil society, our call is that let us come to the commitment towards constitution-making process. But otherwise, the environment is okay. The politicians are interacting. Everybody is here. General Paul Malong is here. Paganamum is here. Stephen Boy is here. We have the group of NAS, which called Revolution Council. They are here. Everybody is here, and we are expecting General Simon Katwich to join us either today or tomorrow. We civil society will push for him to be there. In particular, I'm one of the person who called him and reached out to him. We push the chief media to bring on board. We are still lobbying us to see Thomas Cirillo to join us here. We want to make sure that this space is a space for bringing lasting peace in South Sudan, but not center on power sharing. It's much more center on constitutional agreement.
Right. Edmond Ekani, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, too.